This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For decades, Chicago's Chinatown leaders and residents worked to consolidate their political voice under one ward instead of multiple ones. They finally got their wish last year when the ward maps were redrawn to create the city's first Asian-majority ward. Now, in the upcoming April 4th municipal runoff, the 11th ward has its chance to elect an Asian-American onto city council. But there are two candidates for the job, one Asian and one white. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-ji Kang has the story.
On a blustery day a week after Chicago's municipal elections, Nicole Lee makes the rounds at a campaign event at Phoenix Restaurant in Chinatown. Over steamed buns and noodles, she's making her case to would-be Chinese voters.
It needs to be about building trust as well. Having a representative on the city council is a great step to that, too. Yeah. Right, go ahead and eat. Enjoy
The 11th Ward Alderwoman became the first Asian-American woman on Chicago's city council when Mayor Lori Lightfoot appointed her last year. That's after former Alderman Patrick Daley Thompson stepped down due to corruption charges. Now, with about a year as Alderwoman under her belt, Lee is asking for the voters to choose her.
We have to, as a community, come together. This was a long, hard fight to get this Asian majority ward. When you ask for a majority ward, you're asking for representation. So we have to see that through.
According to 2020 census data, about half of the 11th ward population is Asian, a quarter white, a fifth Hispanic, and about 3% black. Lee got the most votes in February, but the Asian vote was split with another Chinese candidate, Don Don, who came in third. And in the runoff, appeals to representation alone may not win Lee's case. After lunch, I ask her what her top issues are.
Safety is everybody's top concern. It's definitely my top concern. Education is very important to our community. And I think the third one is, you know, economic development and just business development.
She faces Anthony Shervino. He's a Chicago police officer and carried nearly half of the white vote. On a weekday afternoon, Shervino drops off coffee cake at a senior citizen bingo event. He's at Taylor Lauritsen Park in Canaryville on the southern end of the 11th Ward. He's not campaigning here. You can't do that on city property. But that doesn't stop the seniors from telling him how they feel.
Why the heck did they change the damn ward?
After he drops off the coffee cake, I ask Shervino about these senior sentiments on the remap, the one that created the city's first Asian-majority ward.
A lot of residents are very upset. They feel like they were just abandoned. They feel like they've been shoved to the side. They feel like an unwanted child.
I tell him what Chinatown community members have said over the years. They felt unheard and ignored for decades.
What is your response to their hopes for Asian representation? Is that important at all?
I don't think so.
Shervino says he has a lot of friendships and relationships with Asians in the ward. He pulls out his phone and shows me a video of an event in Chinatown he'd attended the day before.
I got to share this with you because I felt like I was in China. This was absolutely unbelievable.
Ultimately, Shervino says he'll make the best alderman because his nearly 30 years on the police force makes him more qualified than Lee.
Does she know Chicago police policy extensively? Does she know Chicago police general orders? Does she know Chicago police special orders? Does she know our federal mandates per the consent decree extensively?
The 11th Ward had one of the city's highest voter turnouts in the February election, in large part because of voters in the ward's majority white and Asian areas. With both Shervino and Lee putting public safety front and center, that leaves the question of whether voters will cast ballots along racial lines on April 4th. Esther Yoon-ji Kang, WBEZ News.
This is WBEZ.